Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Let me first start off with an apology. I'm still working on getting the tech down so that the audio quality is impeccable. Not quite there yet, but I'm working on it. Now, this show is talking with you about the decision to change jobs and one of the ways that you can look at doing it, the pillow test. The pillow test is a very simple technique, and I'll simply say, listen to the show. It's a good one. Now, I also want to mention jobsearchcoachinghq.com again to you because it is a site where I help you. I help you in a lot of different ways with videos, podcasts, audios, books, guides, articles, whole bunch of stuff that I've created, plus the ability to ask me questions. And where can you get a better advisor than me? I must all honestly tell you, the site's in beta. Our mobile isn't working properly yet. It's a web-based site for now. We'll get the mobile working, but in the meantime, if you have a question, you ask me. I'll give you advice. I'll get you prepared for interviews. You'll get a lot of help. So in the meantime, enjoy this, and then go over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I look forward to helping you.
I'm referred to you as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff organizations for more than 40 years now. Today's video is to offer you a suggestion for taking the easiest test possible for deciding whether or not you want to whether or not you should change jobs. Now, this doesn't mean that logic should not overrule this, but this is the one that lets you open your eyes to whether or not you should change jobs. Now, here's the test. Ready? When you go to sleep at night, scan your body. Are you feeling excessive amounts of stress? Is the worry about situations just overwhelming? When you wake up in the morning, is there a moment of dread or exhilaration? Do you love the idea of going to work in the morning, or is this just some routine that really, really, really offends you? This is what's called the pillow test. You put your head down on the pillow, you notice how you feel about your day and whether or not this is good for you or not. You wake up in the morning and you decide, do I really rather stay in bed or do anything other than go to work? Or is work something I really enjoy doing? This is the test. It's really not that hard. Now, again, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't think and say, you know, right now I've got a lot of bills to pay and I'm going to suck it up and do what I need to learn what I can from this organization before moving on. I'm not saying that you should overrule that, but I want to help wake you up a little bit. It's funny that I'm talking about a pillow test and waking you up. But I want to wake you up to the possibility of changing jobs just based upon what your body's telling you and acting based upon the signals that your body is giving you. You know, some people get extremely anxious about their work. Some people become depressed about going to the office. Whatever it is, wake up. Pay attention to these signals, and then prepare a plan for taking action. So this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did and you're watching on YouTube, share it, click the like button, leave a comment, let people know that this was helpful to you. In addition, subscribe to my channel on YouTube, which is The Big Game Hunter TV, all one word, The Big Game Hunter TV, and you'll get notices whenever I do a new video for YouTube. Come over to my website, which is jeffalpin.com. A lot of great content there. My videos are there. Podcasts of my radio shows, No BS Job Search Advice Radio and Job Search Radio, are available at my website, plus articles I've written for the e-zine. A lot of good stuff in the way of information at jeffalpin.com. So come over to the website and go explore it. A few final things, if I may. First of all, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people all over the world, except if you're a third-party recruiter in a country known for scams or spam. And finally, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether or not I should mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. So this is Jeff Alpin. Have a great day. Take care.